Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Washington Weekly Podcast on the UBS In the Now podcast channel. Joining me once again, as always, for the conversation, glad to welcome back Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor from Governmental Affairs U.S. here at UBS. Shane, thank you for dropping by on this Thursday morning. Welcome back. A lot to catch up on. So thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dan.
Few topics we want to cover with our listeners for this week, beginning, of course, with Election Day, which took place on Tuesday. Curious, Shane, to hear about your reflections on the Election Day outcomes, and what are the implications, would you say, of the results to the 2026 midterms?
So it was a good day for Democrats. You know, I think we expected them to win a number of these races that they did win, from the governor's mansions in New Jersey and Virginia, and the mayoral election in New York City. But I think we were kind of taken aback a little bit by how much the Democrat candidates won by. And what we saw was a lot of enthusiasm to support those Democrats. And I think as you look forward to any race, you know, enthusiasm matters because it's really about turning out voters. And how do you energize them to actually show up to the polls? So this was really good news for Democrats. I think they have some lessons learned, not only from how to, you know, energize voters, but what messaging works. You know, affordability was a top issue in the mayor's race in New York City, but also in New Jersey and Virginia, you saw, you know, a lot of talk about energy prices and housing prices. So it could be a key theme and message in 2026. And you know, Republicans reflect on that and try and fine tune their strategy. But also, you know, there are a number of other races that Democrats won, like the state Supreme Court justices in Pennsylvania, opposition 50 out in California, which is a huge win for Democrats. That will allow them to engage in redistricting and probably gain four or five House seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. And this will make them competitive for a chance to regain control of the House. If this had not happened, I think it would have been far-fetched for Democrats to have any chance of regaining the House. And now, you know, there is a realistic chance. So Tuesday was a big day for Democrats.
Okay, so some interesting takeaways. Thank you, Shane, for sharing. I know heading into this week, another point of interest being the Supreme Court. Yesterday, November 5th, began considering the legality of President Trump's use of the IEEPA to propose tariffs. IEEPA, by the way, standing for the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. So what are your expectations, Shane, for how this might ultimately turn out?
You know, what struck me as I kind of listen was, you know, I think it's safe to say the three justices that were appointed by Democrats will oppose President Trump and get authority for using IEEPA for these tariffs. And so the question becomes is, will two of the justices that are Republican appointed join? And I think what you saw yesterday was a lot of skepticism from a number of those Republican appointed justices. You know, Chief Justice Roberts asked questions about, you know, isn't tariff really just a tax? Which taxes are the power of Congress, not the president? And so you saw a lot of skepticism there. You saw also skepticism from Justice Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett. So, you know, yesterday's deliberations feel like President Trump is going to be overruled here when the judgment comes out. The judgment can come out at any time. The latest it would probably come out at the end of June. But knowing the importance of this issue, the judgment may come out sooner. And it does come out, you know, if the Supreme Court rules in President Trump's favor, you know, he will continue down this path with tariffs. If they rule against him, you know, it could be kind of a partial ruling where, you know, they rule against him, but maybe they say going forward, you can't do what you did. But maybe they say retroactively, All the companies have to be dollars. So there's a lot at stake here. If the Supreme Court does rule against President Trump, we shouldn't look at this as the end of him imposing tariffs, because he has other tariff authorities that he used in his first term and he is using now. But those authorities have a much longer process. So I think, you know, you'll see more tariffs, some of these tariffs come back just in a different, you know, form and shape and fashion. So, you know, don't be of the mind that, you know, if the Supreme Court rules against him, you know, we're done with tariffs. Tariffs will continue to be a policy that President Trump uses in the remainder of his term. So a lot more to come here, but it was a fascinating Supreme Court deliberation yesterday.
Well, thank you, Shane, for the recap, and certainly something we'll continue to keep an eye on, and I'm sure we'll follow up on this at some point. Before we close out for this week, have to, of course, spend some time on the ongoing government shutdown, now at this point the longest in U.S. history. Now, some lawmakers earlier this week indicated optimism that a resolution could be achieved this week or perhaps sometime soon. Any sense, Shane, for where this all stands as of today?
Once a deal is reached between Republicans and Democrats, it will take a few days to process. So I think we're probably about a week to 2 weeks away from, you know, the shutdown being ended. And I think it'll look something like, you know, an agreement to fund a few of the different departments and agencies for the remainder of the fiscal year, which goes until October 1st, 2026. And then, you know, keeping other government functions open for a few more weeks while the remainder of government funding is negotiated. And at the same time, there'll probably be some kind of vote on Obamacare premiums subsidies that will be very important to Democrats in these negotiations. So I do think we're heading towards a resolution here, but it is not certain. And, you know, the exact timing remains uncertain as well.
Well, Shane, thank you for the update on the shutdown, and hopefully we do see a resolution soon. We'll, of course, continue to keep our listeners informed on progress. Though, Shane, thank you again for dropping by on this Thursday to spend some time with our listeners, our clients, keeping them informed on a variety of timely topics, and I do, as always, look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Thank you, Shane. Again, today we have been joined by Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor with Governmental Affairs U.S. here at UBS. And as always, for our listeners and especially our clients of UBS, please be sure to reference the latest Washington Weekly publication, which can be located up on UBS.com/Washington Weekly. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA SIPC.